Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday. Sherry, do you hear any noise on the line? Is it clear for
I
you?
did hear some noise. I did hear some noise on the line. Yes, but I can still hear you just fine.
Okay, all right. We'll just, I don't know, everyone is muted, so if for some reason people are not muted or unmuted for some reason, just mute yourself.
Yeah, mute button. All right, good. Here we go.
The karmic conversation holds the key. However, the way the conversation is framed causes us to go to what is not so rather than what is so. Assignment: what is revealed to you through the karmic conversation, aura what you see. Example: the conversation says, I need information to be in well-being. It has me focused on not being okay and prevents me from realizing that I'm already all right. Okay. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Sandy in Berkeley.
Hello, Sandy. What are you
Hi.
seeing?
I am just adjusting to actually being on the line. So I'm seeing that when we had our break from the year-long class, I went back and I did a month from the first month from last year, and it was funny because I heard myself share, and I didn't relate to anything I said any more than I did any other people, or I related, but it almost wasn't me. But it was really cool to
Well,
hear.
not taking ourselves personally is a big part of awareness practice, isn't it? So that seems very good.
Yeah, I guess so. But your advice at that time was still really helpful, where it was, I think it was last year, was a lot about kind of seeing what egos, like a common theme of egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate, is like inadequacy. And you pointed me towards sort of the, like, I think what Jung calls the golden shadow, like kind of the good things I project onto other people, and taking a look at that. And so I guess I'm sharing all that because it came up this time too around this kind of perceived being in a new beginning with other people and this kind of perceived inadequacy towards, ego thing, kind of like, that I don't have what it takes to handle conflict with other people, so I should do it by myself, but I can't do it by myself. So either I'm sort of this victim or hugely inadequate person who can't do it on her own, or somebody who can't handle conflict with other people, and that's kind of the duality. And so this kind of this emerging kind of suggestions from the mentor are around, like, I don't get to see that I'm actually, I actually kind of do a lot of work around my ability to, like, show up with other people in kind of a clean way or something, or, whatever our practice kind of allows us to do. And so not only am I adequate to relationships, I'm kind of skilled at
Super adequate.
handling. I'm actually super adequate. So.
Which is really good, right? Because all the time that that ego has been projecting that onto you, which is a really important piece of projection, right? Because that voice in your head has been telling you all this stuff. And all the time, you've just been going right along, being absolutely fine, and learning stuff and seeing stuff and changing and becoming a super adequate person. And the story in conditioned mind never changes.
Yes, and where conditioning was willing to acknowledge it was like in these, derisive thoughts about other people and their lack of skill, But,
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's happy to go to the other side of the duality. Well, actually, Sandy, you're not nearly as bad as Jim,
yeah, like,
right? Because
actually.
he is truly inadequate.
Right. You could work with people, but the thing is you're actually so much more amazing than them. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So now you can be generous because you've arrived right up until you haven't, right? Right up until it switches to the other side of the duality and now the problem is you, which always happens.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you, Sandy.
Thank you.
Good to see all that, huh?
Mm-hmm. Good to see. Thanks.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, Sandy. Jerry, what was dropping in for me around that is it's the karmic conversation holds the answer because it points us to what is not. So it happens in all, whether it's telling us what we're not or what the other person is not, right? Mm-hmm. It's not just what it's saying about us.
Mm-hmm. And what's so great about what Sandy is seeing is that there's the change in the content of it, but there's also realizing the transformation in the process, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a year later. It's not like we're no longer human beings, right? It's not like ego decided to go away and we're no longer conditioned. Mm-hmm. But the difference in where we are with is really important to acknowledge. Mm-hmm. Now, I see so much more now than I did last year, which does kind of, you know, pretty good argument for doing what Sandy did, which is we'll go back and listen to those other ones and see where I am now. Not that we can really tell, but the sort of, I don't know if this is too far for Sandy, but the excitement of seeing, oh, that's what I was seeing then. Oh, wow, I don't relate to that person any more than all those other people. And what I'm seeing now about, that's our clue to the transformation.
Mm-hmm. So almost as if we update to the current situation, rather than refer to, as you said, condition, the story doesn't change. So as long as I refer to the story, I can't see the change. But if I'm in the seeing, then yes, I can let that insight drop in for me.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. All right, here's our next caller. Mm-hmm. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
I hear him.
Yeah.
They're getting there.
I'm just hoping that when I unmute them, they will be unmuted. Here we go. Next caller.
Hi, this is Karen.
You are really way far away from me. I heard this is, but I couldn't hear who.
Hi.
There you go.
Ah, closer.
Hi, it's Karen.
Hey, Karen.
Hi. I was using.
Yeah, you still sound very far away, but let me turn you up on my end here.
I've got the phone up to my ear.
Okay.
I'm not using.
Well, I can hear you now.
Great.
You're very clear, Karen.
Thank you. So it was tricky. All I heard was you are now unmuted. I guess that's the new prompt now.
Yes. Yes. Seems to be.
Oh, my goodness.
That's your cue to say something.
Yes. Well, thank you. It's so good to be here. Oh, my goodness. And as I was listening, the background conversation was, of course, hang up. You're not prepared. You don't know what you want to say. Oh, gosh.
And Karen, what's fun about that is that what that ego is actually saying is, hang up. I don't know what you're going to say. Right? You could actually just be present and say whatever is going on, and I will have no control over you. Hang up.
I love that. Yes, indeed. So I jumped right into the content it was beginnings. And then I kind of skipped mm-hmm. over that and picked the content that I wanted to work with. And then, of course, it was like, well, I've done it wrong. So that's a good clue about how I might begin something is, the message of.
Yes, you've done it wrong.
But and it's been fine because I can, I can look at this content in still the how I'm starting this and still the way of beginning. But it's all about hiding. It's something I've been looking at for years and years and years, and I thought, well, this is the time to bring it out into the light in this way through this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Drag it out of the closet and into the light.
Yes, and it was such a survival mechanism growing up, and there's so many layers to it. But what I've seen on a real general level, that it's a way to keep the human being from her own authenticity.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And yeah it's the way
that's
ego.
What's actually mm-hmm. being. That's what's being hidden,
yes.
Right? Not all your faults and flaws. What's really being hidden is authentic. Oh, that's very good, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, it just brings tears to my eyes, and mm-hmm. and it's also it works in two ways. The human being hides as a process, disappears in many many ways, but so there's output and input. How she is in the world is tamped down. But then what is allowed for her to perceive is also tamped down.
Uh-huh.
If that makes
sense. Yes, and yet you're seeing it.
Exactly. Right. So it's not tamped down, but there's been an effort and practice.
Right. Well, it's not obliterated.
No. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're still seeing all of it. You're seeing its effort. I project that the tamp down is really your clue of how subtle your looking needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's
oh,
not,
yes.
I mean, you've been practicing long enough, the blatant has been observed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so it's like it used to be that all this stuff just lived in the house with us. Right. Mm-hmm. And then we started catching on to it. And so it went into another room. Mm-hmm. And then we caught on to that. So it went into a closet. And now it's in the back of the corner of the closet behind a bunch of stuff. Right. Mm-hmm. And which is to me what you're describing.
Mm-hmm. And there really is, it's such an ingrained habit. Well, it's been, part of this human's process for so long, there's not a whole lot of conversation anymore. There's
right.
just a,
oh, right.
there's just, yeah. So
there's just a threat.
Yeah. There's just a set. There's mm-hmm. just a sense, mm-hmm. and that's what I'm really, I do it in very conscious ways of when I notice that there's a hesitance or a lot of this, I get to practice with my spouse. Because that's one of the contents where she hides, and that's uh-huh. from childhood. That's fear from childhood. But
he's now the parents.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's the teacher. He's the minister. He's the whomever is going to be the judgment that you have to hide from.
Yes. Yes. And that came out early on. The fear of judgment, the fear of punishment, and all that. So daily, I get to practice with stepping beyond that. There was one day we were going to the mailbox, and I was expecting a package that with a project that I'm in that he doesn't approve of, and it took everything in my that I could do to open that mailbox and retrieve that package because uh-huh. there was such a drive to hide. And so mm-hmm. I'm very excited.
Oh, and it's really perfect, isn't it? Because this is not something you get to practice every 5 years or so when it swings around, right?
Yeah.
This is a all day, every day kind of situation. And you realizing that what other people have going on doesn't have anything to do with you. And even better, what ego has going on doesn't have anything to do with you.
Whew.
Yeah.
Yep.
All
Very
right. Well, thank
exciting.
you, Karen. That's big.
Well, it is big. It's so huge. And thank you, everybody.
Yeah. All right. Go happy.
All righty. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
Bye-bye.
Karen. Karen, I can't actually see you in the queue, so I can't mute you. Would you mute yourself?
I sure will. Yep.
Thank you so much. And I'll bring on the next caller, Sherry. Here we go. Next caller,
All
you're
right.
now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
This is Jeff from Ohio.
Hello, Jeff.
How are you
seeing?
Well, I was seeing that basically it's been getting a sort of a change in my career life. And just seeing how the voices are telling me how important it is that I get this right, you know, that it really matters. And I've been looking at that. Go ahead.
And Jeff, does it tell you why it's really important, or does it tell you what you need to do or how you need to be? Does it give you any information, or is it just, this is really important, you've got to get it right?
Yeah, no, it's just that. There's no information there about what right
yeah.
would look like.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but just this is yeah. really important. And that, you know, and that tends to paralyze me. You know,
well, of course it does.
Yeah, yeah, so I've been avoiding
it.
Yeah.
And if we think about it, so you have an employee, okay, in your business, and you say to the employee, this is really important. You need to get it right. And that's all the information they have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course they would be paralyzed. Who wouldn't be?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? What do you want? What's the goal I'm trying to achieve? What standard am I meeting? What?
Yeah. Yeah. And it, because the other part is I'm supposed to know how it turns out. You know, I mean, that's the other part. And,
well, that's how you'll know that you got it right, Jeff.
Yeah.
it will turn out the way it's supposed to turn out. Now, do
yeah.
we know what that is? No. We don't know that any more than we know the other. Right?
Yeah.
But you'll know. And, of course, it's so obvious, isn't it, when you lay it out like that. The whole thing is designed to torture you no matter what happens. There's no way you're ever going to get it right. There's no way it's ever going to end up the way it's supposed to.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah, and so that's...
Is that good to see? This is where I always say, that's so good to see, isn't it? And I always wonder if people are going, no, Sherry, that actually is not all that good to see.
Yes, well, it is good to see because it helps me realize... I mean, I've been dealing with this, realizing that, you know, that all this planning, none of it means anything. You know, that it's not important, like
right.
you said, how anything turns out, right? Is, you know.
Right. Well, it's important to ego because it establishes its ability to torture us.
Yeah.
That's the
yeah.
only importance because, you know, life is going to go the way it goes. So I'm wondering, Jeff, are you doing some, now I don't want to put you on the spot, so you can just say yes, even if you're not, then you'll do it later, okay? But this seems to me, let's phrase it that way, it seems to me a perfect time to do some two-handed recordings with this guy who has this assignment.
Yes.
To help him
yes.
know, well, what are you up against here? What are we going for? What? Let me support you in being present to the decisions that you're making on a daily basis.
Yes.
Let's look at how we want this to be, not on a content level, but on a process level.
Right.
Right? And mentor him.
Yep, yep. Yep, no, I will do that. And I think part of this awareness today was that relieves so much pressure from me, you know, realizing, and I'm not sure the word of it, but, you know, like, I mean, it's like nothing matters. So just go ahead and do it. You
yes,
know?
Because the only thing that matters is how you are with him.
Right.
Yeah. Is he unconditionally loved? Does he have absolute support no matter what happens to him? Is he never judged or blamed? That's all we're going for in any of this.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's the pressure that comes off of me, you know, as I'm just here and just accepting that life is going to be how life is. And, you know, I'm just here, you know, for a little while.
Yeah, and right, exactly. And I know you know this because I know you have little people in your life that you know exactly the message that you would like them to receive.
Yes.
And even though he looks like a grown man, you know, inside we're all still little people when that hatefulness comes at us.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, all right. Thank you, sir. Take good care. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jeff. Sherry, it looks like the recording stopped, so I'm going to attempt to record again. Hopefully, it will start recording again. Here we go.
Okay.
The recording has started.
The thing that was dropping in for me when Jeff was talking, Sherry, is that sometimes the statement from the voices is from the karmic conversation is so absolute that we never look to question it. But that's what we are being trained to do. Well, this has to be done right. I don't have information about why it's important or what right is. And so then we feel pressured by an abstract standard that we don't even know what it means. And so to be able to do the two-handed recording to explore why that message from conditioned mind actually lands for me, so I get some information on what really is it being translated into that's not in conscious awareness, underground, subterranean, and bring that out, then at least I have the ability to see and explore why I get triggered by a statement like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, well, and when you were saying that, I was going back, of course, to childhood and doing the kind of questioning that we needed to do, mm-hmm. at least in my house, and I project in a lot of others, was just not acceptable. Mm-hmm. You just didn't say to people who apparently have that information, well, what exactly are you saying? What exactly do you want? Why is that important? How is that, no, you just do as I say.
Right. No drawing out and clarifying questions a lot.
no facilitation for little people. Right. Yeah. And then of course, by the time we grow up, we're afraid to ask.
Yeah.
That authority inside the head sounds exactly the same as those powerful people who were so tall when we were so short.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, this is Dan.
Hey.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Oh, good, Dan. I just
Dan in Minneapolis.
Yeah, but now I recognize your voice. Great. How are you? Great.
Good. Thanks. And I'm realizing there are a bunch of Dans now, so that'll be more clear.
that's okay. I know your voice, and I know where you are, so
yes,
we're good.
Exactly. Let's see. Yeah. What's going on? So, really happy to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been. Let's see, I guess a couple things. So, I was planning to talk about beginnings, and actually what's just dropped in is, as I've been listening to the other calls today, is just realizing that there has been a long process of feeling like I need to take care of everything, and in the current global environment, that has been cranked up, like somehow I'm supposed to keep everybody safe and healthy and have an environment at home where it like seems like nothing's wrong so that nobody's scared. And I just saw that was going on just now, because it's been expressed through, you know, just a lot of pressure to do all the normal things. So it doesn't, it's not consciously about the big picture, but the big picture is really driving the emotions behind it now.
Well, at making it really apparent.
Yeah.
Right? Making it really clear. It's like when of course, ego hates it when the content changes.
Uh-huh.
Because the content and the process are just so enmeshed.
Yes,
right?
And that's
and
what
so the content. Yeah, the content changes completely, and ego wants to go right on, as if nothing is different. And so what it's doing becomes much more apparent for it.
And yeah, and the clue, the thing that the way that worked out is that I'm standing here and I'm almost hyperventilating. I'm nervous. I'm scared about getting my work done today, but there's nothing special going on at work. So there's no reason to have this heightened anxiety about it, right? So I'm like, well, where is that coming from? It's like, oh, I'm supposed to get my work done amidst all this other stuff, kind of pretending it's not happening, but still managing it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so it's so perfect, isn't it? Because then egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate can just have that hanging over you all the time. It's like a dark cloud that you're not supposed to be aware of, but is informing all of your, when we do the first there's movement, then there's a sensation.
Yes.
We have a thought about it, emotional, there it is. It's the movement.
Right. And that little tiny movement at the beginning leads to my staying up late to read the news for the third time, even though the headlines haven't changed yet.
Right. Yes, exactly. Oh, it is good to see, isn't it, Dan?
No. No, Sherry, it's not good to see. No, of course. No, of course it's good to see. It's just, it is. It's like, but that no reaction that you were joking about earlier and that I was joking about just now, that no, it's not good to see is, I suppose what it really is ego not liking to be called out. But what it feels like is no, it's not good to be experiencing this.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
It doesn't feel
which
good.
Is
I don't like
way,
it.
Yeah, which is way different from ego is being called out, and now you know what you're up against.
Yeah.
Now you actually do have some power. You have abilities. You can confront this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's when it's amorphous. It's just that vague miasma of dread or fear or whatever it is that ego is imposing. Now it's good to see, because now you know, this is not really good language, but you know the enemy.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's just, I know what's going on. It's like if I'm gonna be in a mode of like, don't talk to me now, I have to finish this thing, it's due, like, don't bother me. Now I can step in and say, wait a minute, I know what's really driving this. It's not, none of that is true. So
yes,
just give
exactly.
me a second.
You
and
can
I'll be with you,
you can directly check in with your body, with your nervous system, right? And you realize that, wait a minute, all this anxiety and urgency doesn't have anything to do with my work. So, okay, I know what that is. All right, we're going to confront this directly. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's very helpful. Thank
yes,
you, Dan.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. So happy.
You too.
Sherry, what I was saying about that is that's why we pay such close attention, because we get to see the whole karmic process and all the sensations and the thoughts and the everything that is in the karmic conversation. And then when we step back from it, the way we're pulled back into it is, no, I don't want to see that. And to realize that avoidance is also ego, and it's just the last step of the karmic conversation, is really, really helpful. Because just as dread is karmic and egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate, so is resistance. And the labeling of processes and the specificity of how we experience those processes keeps allowing us to take that step back. I don't want to confront this, is just ego. It's not that really the authentic human being isn't able to see what's going on with ego and disidentify.
And yes, because as soon as we take that step back and realize, then it doesn't have me anymore. I'm in awareness now. So big.
It's so big. And that brings us to our assignment for the day. In awareness, there is no becoming. There is no end to be gained. There is silent observation without choice and condemnation from which there comes understanding. Jai Krishnamurti. That was sort of what we were looking at. For the next 24 hours, allow the insights from the assignment so far to percolate in awareness. Perhaps review your notes, re-listen to the radio shows, and revisit the recordings you've made to date. Then make a recording that assists you to summarize your process of suffering around beginning. As you listen to this recording, as you look at conditioning from awareness, without choice or condemnation, what drops in as understanding? Of course, within quotes, RL, what you see.
Brilliant. All right. Well, thank you, Ashwini. Thank you,
everybody. Take care.
Go happy.